Hey, friends, it's Tawny Thompson coming at you here from the Theater of the Mind Players. Thank you so much for tuning in to our playthrough of Savage Worlds, Escape from the Hollow Earth from Pinnacle Entertainment Group. We are having a blast with this one already. We've got three sessions queued up for you, and I hope you enjoy our Escape from the Hollow Earth.
And welcome back to our codex of our second episode of Theater of the Mind Players. The Escape from Hollow Earth, featuring the Savage Worlds Adventure Edition. I think we have an excellent cliffhanger to deal with, which is going to be happening next week. Normally we take 2 weeks in between our shows, but because of holiday rescheduling, we kind of had to reshuffle a little bit here. So our series finale, hashtag season finale, is going to be next week on Twitch. And then we'll be getting the episodes up and out of here, hopefully before the holiday, for everybody to listen to have something to listen to while you're driving to your relatives again. And, you know,
or for your secret headphone at the holiday dinner.
Right.
That's a really good idea.
make sure you do not buy the $60 earbud cords to people off. Just have the bud in there. Yeah. And.
Yep.
Yeah. No, Grandpa, that joke about Obama was really funny.
Wear a knitted cap.
Yeah.
Man. Great life hack, Ethan. Thank you. But speaking of Christmas, we're also very excited because while we are away, we're going to be releasing some extra content that we originally put out for our Patreon subscribers, and they were very generous to basically say, yeah, we'd like to listen to it first, but we eventually want to get it out there. So we're going to be put out our two Star Wars episodes, which we're calling our Merry Sithmas gift to our listeners. So that way you won't be devoid of everything while we get ready for our next year. And we finally got our schedule mostly locked, because you never know. But at the very least, we've got the game selected. We just have to figure out where and what pieces we go. We'll talk about what games that we're playing for one shots tonight, and then you gotta listen to our final show to hear what we have planned for our series next year.
So we're gonna be some good surprises.
We're doing four one shots and 4 or 5 episode series next year, as opposed to the variable lengths, because we got a lot of great feedback from our surveys and from our Patreons, and they all were like, we want you to do longer shows, and we want to be able to do longer shows, but we still want to showcase a bunch of great RPGs that are not Dungeons and Dragons. So we felt that 5 episode runs were a good compromise of, this way you're getting into the characters and you like them and we're enjoying playing them and figuring out what they do. But we also are able to get out and, you know, if we think of it as, it's essentially an English television series. It's 5 episodes and then we move on to the next series. Before we do that, I do want to get our mechanical bits done here tonight. After the end of every session of Savage Worlds, you get an advancement, and you can spend that advancement in one of several different ways. You can gain a new edge. You can increase a skill that is equal to or greater than its linked attribute by 1 die type. You can increase 2 skills that are lower than their linked attributes by 1 die type each. You can increase an attribute by a die type, but you can only do that once once per rank, so once during the run of the show, or you can remove a hindrance, but that's no fun. So hopefully folks are thinking about what they want to do as far as advantages or skills or things like that. I find that skill bump is very valuable, just because it's good to have a little bit of skill in a lot of different areas, so you're not hoping, you know, we're driving on that steering wheel in a prayer that Tawny was doing tonight. For
I think Dottie learned to drive.
I think so too. So
does now that put me at a D4?
That puts you at a D4, but now you don't have to worry about the -2. So, yep. And then what other skill do you think you're going to raise? Because you get to raise 2 that are under the attribute. So what probably is one of your lower ones.
What does drive go off of?
Agility. You might want to raise ride. Since you were dino riding.
What does bite go off?
I believe that is that strength?
That's strength, I want to say. I may bump my persuasion. The different
actually, fighting goes off of agility. Else,
but... Yeah, I'm gonna bump persuasion as well.
Okay.
I feel like pouring that beer on that Nazi really
Well, you get one more.
Learning how to persuade people.
No, no, you can't. You have to do two separate ones.
Oh,
you can't. Okay. You can't do one. So it's got to be riding something else. Jenny, what are you thinking about?
I'm gonna bump the riding.
Okay.
Because I have a feeling that's gonna come up, and I'm also gonna bump pilot. In case that comes up.
Okay.
Because I got a rip to protect now. I feel like that it's
happening. Now that we have revealed the secret of Jenny's character.
I better know what I'm doing. Because I don't want it to be like...
Which is funny, because when Jenny pitched me the idea of playing Amelia Earhart, she was like, is that going to hit... Like, what's the year? And I'm like, the 30s? Like, I'm not really going to... Like, we're going to be dealing with riding dinosaurs. I'm not really concerned about super historical fidelity here. So let's say late 30s, and that should have just about cover it. Tony, what are you thinking about?
Well, first of all, I'm not seasoned, am I?
No.
Okay, crap. I was thinking about then, taking a driving skill, because I'm in a tank.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'm driving that tank or not.
Yeah, quick, download that skill before you get behind the wheel.
So you have to bump one other thing as well.
You have to.
Makes it sound like a bad thing.
Let's see.
I would basically bump anything that has that you already have a D4 in.
Ah, okay. Then that's either common knowledge, notice, persuasion, intimidation, or language.
I feel like intimidation would be good for you.
Alright. Bump that up to a D6.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Does everybody have their things picked?
Does persuasion go off spirit? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wrote it
in one leaf. Okay. Alright, so our advancements have been made. So next year, I mean, we're doing four series and four one-shots. And the one-shots that we currently have planned are as follows. Now, these are subject to change based on a variety of different things, but this is what we want to do coming into the year. If, like, I don't know... Somebody gives us $1 million to do a...
It would take a 20. Lot less than that if you're interested.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe hundreds?
Yeah.
A couple hundred?
Yeah. If someone wants to give us hundreds of dollars, we might change our mind.
Right. But as of right now, we are going to be doing a one-shot of Bulldogs, which is a fate-based space scoundrel game that... I think really touches on the three of the four big F's of space smuggler games of Farscape. No. Well, Farscape, Firefly, Futurama.
Firefly.
Bulldogs is a game where you basically play the crappy space crew on the crappy space cruiser, and you take all the jobs that nobody else wants to. Archer
crowded in my sky.
Archer in space is also a good is kind of how it ends up playing.
Can I play a murder bear?
You absolutely can.
Yes.
There's a very tiny we'll talk about that. So that's one. The next one that we're gonna be doing, or the second choice we have is City of Mist. And that is a modern day noir game set in a world that I tend to describe as American Gods in Tim Burton's Gotham City.
So my headspace.
A little bit. Okay. Each player is going to make a character that is a mix of the mundane and the mythical. So you're going to get to choose a myth. You're going to get to pick powers and abilities from that myth and kind of remix it, but you're also going to have to pick sort of the mundane things that anchor them to reality, because part of the game is maintaining the balance between both. Lean towards the myth too much and you become an avatar and you basically are like, I don't care about what's happening in the city. I'm too busy being the god of thunder. See you guys later. go too far towards the mundane and you forget about your mythical self entirely and are, I'm just a common school teacher. I don't know why I have this affinity for hammers.
Can I be a unicorn?
Possibly. Like, mythical creatures is something that they talk about. Ideally, you should be choosing something with myth or legend, and the game tends to be a little more flexible as far as, like, you know, even if something like Sherlock Holmes or
King Arthur.
Yeah, King Arthur, something like that.
If we have an idea, do we throw it out there right now, or is it
just... No, not right now.
Okay. Zero session.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll save that for the zero session. And it's interesting because it's... Much like Blades in the Dark is an evolution of PBTA games.
Powered by the Apocalypse.
So is City of Mist. It has that same 10 plus, 7 or 9, 6 minus spread, but the way that it gets there is a different path. And I think it's a very interesting implication. Speaking of PBTA games, the next game that we'll be doing is Worldwide Wrestling. I love that Sarah is very excited about these, even though I told
them about
them.
Yeah.
I forgot.
She's
okay. Really happy.
Might have to break the Zoya costume back out.
That's fine. So, World, I am a professional wrestling fan. I think that it is basic storytelling done well when it's done very well. And it's also a wonderful stunt exhibition, regardless of whether they're throwing a fake punch or jumping off a ladder through a flaming table. You see some amazing feats of...
Video.
What's that?
What video? It's all the time.
Jumping
through the
flaming table?
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
We need to watch some wrestling.
Yeah,
we'll get there.
Girl.
My mom dated the road dog.
So yes.
You need to watch the man.
especially since women's wrestling is going through a real-life renaissance in addition to GLOW. That's sort of the idea of the show is how GLOW shows both the wrestling side of things and the real life side of things. That's what this game is about. And that's why I like it, because it's not about, I hit this guy for 5 points of pretend damage. Is our performance engaging the audience? Am I getting popular? What happens when I get injured during a match, do I work through it and stay popular, or do I take time off, but then somebody else takes my spot? Like, the game uses wrestling as a framework to talk about the drama of performance. It's a ton of fun. It's very brilliantly designed. It's one of my favorite Powered by the Apocalypse designs.
Make her watch stuff about Becky Lynch.
We will get the playlist going. Not right now. I'm frankly surprised that Ethan isn't like just curled up under the table. And then the last game is on the list, but likely one of the first games that we're going to be playing is a game called Zweihänder. Zweihänder is a grim and perilous RPG that's a throwback to kind of a darker, more low fantasy setting. And I pick this game because the character creation process is bonkers.
It is.
There are a ton of charts that you roll, you know, like height, weight, eye color, but you also randomly roll your profession, and you randomly roll your like merits and flaws and things like that.
Super cool.
I think it's going to be really, really fun to play, because I think that's going to force everybody at the table out of their comfort zones. Not just Tawny, even though she's been very anxious about this.
So nervous, you guys.
Tawny,
I like researching.
But everybody is going. Everybody is going to be pushed a little bit out of there, because you're not going to play the type of character that you're normally going to play. So I think that's going to be a fun exercise, but it's also going to be a one shot. So even if it sucks, which I don't think it will, it's only one game. The world, I think, is also more akin to something along the lines of The Witcher, as opposed to like a high fantasy. You know, D&D, we've got crystals and magic and things. Is that okay? You're back to the table now? Yeah. You're like, okay. How many Geralts do I bang? And
can I be Geralt?
Yes, you can. I send you that thing?
It just depends on what I roll.
No, that part, so
We'll talk about it.
Basically, there's a lot of chaos in the beginning, and then you put the pieces together. And once you put the pieces together, then you still have control of your character. Okay. So it's not like just every like session. It's fine. It's fine. I'll send you we'll get you the stuff, and you can look at the characters and then yell at your dice to make sure that they hit those numbers. 84, I'm melting you. So, but anyway, we would like to thank you all for coming out and watching us play. If you're on the podcast edition, we'd like to thank you all for listening to us. We'd also, of course, would like to thank our very special guest, Jenny Higgins, who is with us for one more episode, but we hope that we can find a way to bring her back for 2020 at some point doing something, because you have just been a wonderful addition to the cast. So thank you very much for coming out. But in the meantime, this is
Tawny P. Thompson, she, her.
Ethan Eichstead Anderson, he, him.
Sarah Babe, she, her.
Jenny Higgins, she, her.
Tony Cheek, he, him.
And as always,
Brad Davies, he, him.
For all of them, this is Rob Wieland, he, him, saying, just repeat to yourself, it's just a game. I should really just relax.
Still wearing this crown, though.
Thanks so much for joining us again. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Savage Worlds from Pinnacle Entertainment Group. We are having a blast playing this one, and we hope you're having a blast listening. We are going to close out the year by going ahead and going live with our Star Wars Saga Edition live shows. So you're going to get those here in December from us, and we're super excited to put those out into the world. We played those again. They were live at a couple of different conventions. The first one was our first ever live show, so the audio quality there is just less than awesome, and we were in a really loud room. We did what we could. It's still definitely listenable, and we had a great time playing and told some really cool stories, so I hope you stay tuned through that. That being said, we were thinking about trying to announce our 2020 season here, but we're not exactly sure what order we're going to be playing our games yet. We're pending a couple of books coming in and things like that. So we know what games we're going to be playing. We've been putting out a couple of hints. If you've noticed, you might know what seasons we are doing repeats of and going into season 2. So maybe it's a good idea to catch up on some of your favorite series that we've done, because we are going to bring a couple of them back. We will be announcing those as soon as we can, as soon as we figure out exactly what order we're going to be playing them in. But just a little teaser there for you. Put it out there. Maybe keep an eye out for some of those hints we've been putting out on social media and on SoundCloud. And let us know. If you have any guesses, feel free to reach out on Facebook or Twitter and let us know what you think you're going to get a second season of. As always, please, please, please like, share, subscribe, give us a quick rating wherever you listen to your podcasts. And, you know, follow up with us on Twitter and Facebook. We love hearing from y'all. The YouTube episodes, we love reading all of the little comments and checking in with y'all and seeing how we're doing. As always, our survey is still available, so the link for that will be in the episode description. And we are always interested in hearing what y'all want to hear more from us of. More of from us. Yep. Thank you so much for joining us for our Escape from the Hollow Earth, and we'll catch you next week.